This is TWiT.
The problem is the courts go back and forth on this. Do you have a right not to unlock your phone? Does it violate
with
your
police? With the police.
With the police. Does it violate? Yes, you can unlock your phone anytime you want. But can the police demand that you do it? Or does that violate your Fifth Amendment right against unreasonable search and seizure? New Jersey's Supreme Court has now ruled that compelling a suspect to unlock his or her cell phone does not violate the Fifth Amendment. You may remember a couple of months ago, Indiana's Supreme Court says it does. They're just divergent cases, which I guess means that we're going to have to wait till there's a Supreme Court ruling on this, right? The case was focused on an allegedly corrupt cop named Robert Andrews, a former Essex County sheriff who allegedly tipped off a suspect about a pending police investigation. Under police questioning, the suspect said, "Oh, Andrews told me to get a new phone to avoid a police wiretap." He also said, "Yeah, he helped me identify an undercover police cop in unmarked police vehicles." So the police seized two iPhones belonging to the police officer, but they couldn't unlock them. And Andrews refused to unlock them based on his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. That's what it is, not search and seizure. That's Fourth. This is against self-incrimination. But on Monday, the case appealed to the New Jersey Supreme Court, and they rejected that Fifth Amendment claim.
Hey, couldn't they just grab the text from the other dude's phone?
Yeah, or from phone company records, or yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd think.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
This is a prosecutor axe to grind. Okay.
Could we just also just say, I forgot my password, like everybody else on the planet does? No, seriously. Just, I forgot my password.
Well, you're going to unlock it. You'd be forced to unlock it with your thumb.
No, you don't have to have that enabled.
True.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. You could be put in.
Who was put in jail? Who was put in jail for a long time for contempt, for just not following the?
Yeah, there was a child pornographer who would not unlock his hard drives. So spent a couple of years in jail. Now I can't remember how that case.
Finally
was
got
resolved.
Freed. I think he got freed.
Yeah. So the Supreme Court said the right against self-incrimination only protects defendants against testimony, not the production of incriminating documents. By the way, there's cases that disagree with this. Testimony usually refers to speech, but that's not always the case. Sometimes a defendant can reveal information by his or her actions. For example, if the government doesn't already know who owns a phone, then forcing a defendant to unlock it amounts to forced testimony that the defendant's the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Court said, can't do that. But since the phones were registered in his name and were in his possession, they said, yeah, you obviously know the passcode. So if he's forced to enter the passcodes into his own phone, according to the New Jersey Supreme Court, he is not revealing any information the government doesn't already know. They know he owns it.
Okay. So now, playing dumb on the password still doesn't matter because they already own it.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
So this is the crux of it. Is courts have for a long time said we can force you to produce documents, even if they incriminate you. That is not a violation of the Fifth Amendment. For instance, the government can order the defendant to unlock the safe, even in the pursuit of incriminating documents. So this does sound kind of like that. And this is the case that you were talking about, Jeff. A Philadelphia man was released from jail after 4 years of being held in contempt because he refused to unlock the hard drives of Vermont federal court. Colorado federal court, Virginia state court, and Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court, as well as the Indiana Supreme Court, all held that you can't. They rejected his argument that the Fifth Amendment gave him a right to refuse to unlock his hard drives. But in Florida, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, the courts have held forcing people to provide computer or smartphone passwords violates the Fifth Amendment. So,
stay out of Jersey if you know what's good for you.
New Jersey, Indiana, Vermont, Colorado, Virginia, and Massachusetts versus Florida, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania.